Are you struggling with all of the messages about Mother's Day and how wonderful it will be to honor mothers, but you're not even sure what motherhood means after you've lost your baby? There's no harder holiday to cope with for moms of stillborn babies than on Mother's Day. That's why I'm hosting a free support session called Coffee and Comfort on Sunday, May 12th at 11 o'clock Eastern. We'll get together for an hour before the day gets started and talk about the guilt and what-ifs that so often come after this type of loss. And I'll help you create a plan for the day that honors both you and your baby. The best part is, we'll gather together with other lost moms who really get exactly how you're feeling so you won't feel alone. Together we'll navigate Mother's Day and learn how to get through this tough holiday with ease. Save your seat at jennifersen.com/coffee or click the link in the show notes. Hope to see you there. You can reinvent a whole new life that is unrecognizable from where you stand right now. And mostly I want to encourage you to reach out. If you are finding yourself in that silent suffering stage, that middle stage where so many people get stuck, you're just living life day to day. You really don't have much excitement for the future. You just can't see beyond. You can't see beyond. I'm Jennifer Sen, a certified life coach, married mama of two sons, twin angel babies, and a rainbow baby, and this is the Navigating Baby Loss podcast. I'm on a mission to help stop the isolation, shame, and lack of self-confidence that often comes with stillbirth loss, and to show you that you still deserve to live the life you've dreamed of. Pull up a cozy seat, pour a cup of coffee, and prepare to hang out with a caring friend who's been through it and can show you the way. This is episode number 34 of the Navigating Baby Loss podcast, and I'm your host, Jennifer Sen. Today, I'm talking to you about rediscovering who you are after your baby loss. I am in the process of creating a new quiz, and it's really uncovered a topic that I thought was so important to expand upon with you. And that question that came up was, who are you? We often lose ourselves during the process of a baby loss, and then all of a sudden we can come out of it and think, I don't even know who I am anymore. So as I was writing this quiz and putting together the information and creating the different pathways that a stillbirth parent might be on, it occurred to me that there are many stages you go through as you're healing. And it's different than like the grief stages. This is actually healing stages. So in my experience, these stages last far beyond the initial year or two after the loss. And I believe that these stages are equally as much healing as they are reinvention of who you are. Reinventing who you are and who you want to be is a lifelong process. And to be fair, it is a process women go through whether or not they've experienced a baby loss. But I think lost mothers are especially aware of this because of the jolting reality we experience in the blink of an eye. I remember being very confident in who I was and what my future was looking like before my loss. I was married and had my own business. I had two of the most adorable little boys you ever saw. Things were hectic, but they were pretty predictable. And I knew I was capable. I was a business owner, wife, mother of soon to be four kids. Everything I've ever dreamed of, the perfect little family, two boys, two girls. It was pretty solid that I was where and who I've always dreamed of being. Until, in the matter of 10 minutes, it took for the doctor and sonographer to confirm my suspicions, I completely lost every sense of knowing who I was. I was broken. My whole world was shattered. Every dream I had for the future was gone. I looked down at a body that I didn't recognize. The face in the mirror was a ghost of a 29-year-old woman who was buying cemetery plots instead of thriving and enjoying her life. I had a wonderful husband who wanted his wife to be who she was, but she was gone. So who was she now? who you are from the moment you get that dreaded news is never the same as it is before. How you find who you are after your loss is a long process, and it just made me think it seemed very similar to the process a caterpillar goes through to become a butterfly. So hang in here with me. First, you have the cocoon stage. Just as the caterpillar spins itself into a cocoon, we retreat from our lives and grieve. We're spinning into the unknown, keeping our loved ones close and not moving much outside of our comfort zone. We're so brokenhearted that the thought of any kind of life outside our profound grief seems impossible. We're jolted at the slightest hint of a smile or laughter because it might mean that we're somehow forgetting our babies, and that feels like a betrayal. We wouldn't know the first step to take toward healing if we wanted to. And we're not even sure we want to if healing and moving on equals forgetting. We're using every ounce of energy to deal with all of the emotions, hormones, and grief processing that is taking place. Who we become in this stage of our loss is a survivor, a warrior, a stranger to everyone, including ourselves. The second stage is the transition stage. So as the caterpillar is changing and growing every day in its delicate cocoon, hanging from the branch by no more than a thread, you are experiencing the biggest transition of your life. Trying to live in a house that was meant for happiness and the joy of bringing home a new baby, and readjusting all the thoughts from what could have been to what will never be for this baby. You might be returning to work at this stage, or doing some activities you did before, but somehow things just don't feel the same. You're navigating a new relationship with your partner. You're trying to understand how to care for a body you feel betrayed you. Or maybe like me, you're trying to look normal to the children you're parenting, but you no longer really have the excitement and passion for the future like you once did because it just seems so unstable. You have an acute awareness that the best laid plans and dreams can all go up in smoke in the blink of an eye. This stage probably lasts the longest. It is the process of picking yourself up and dusting yourself off and seeing the bloody knees and elbows as evidence of all you've gone through. Who you often become in this stage is a silent sufferer, wanting things to settle into some sort of normalcy, yet knowing they never will. Wanting to make everyone else feel comfortable that you're doing better, yet crying yourself to sleep every night in the dark. Keeping your feelings from your partner because you're afraid of saying or hearing something that may be painful, but angry because you seem to be on completely different spectrums of feelings. You're sitting in uncomfortable places and trying to make sense of the whole experience and what it means for you and your life, because you have no other choice. Who you're becoming here is powerful, tenacious, and resilient. The next stage is the emerging stage. The caterpillar's pupa is emerging from the paper-thin veil that it's been living in, and it slowly makes its way into the world again while it tries to figure out its new reality. It spreads its wings, and as it unfolds to its widest capacity, the wings dry and fluff up, and the most beautiful butterfly takes flight. This stage takes some intentional work. Many never even reach the stage. But if you can, it is such a peaceful place to be. It's a true sense of knowing that while no one should ever have to experience this type of loss, the fact that you did and are able to see some sort of purpose and meaning in it is the ultimate form of healing. You may need help in this stage to forgive anything that needs to be forgiven. Your body, your faith, a medical professional, or yourself in general, and come to a reckoning of the events that happened. My clients typically find me right here when they've been swimming in the transition stage for quite some time and feel stuck there, not knowing what needs to happen to break through and emerge on the other side of this experience. It usually takes some time for us to nudge some of those feelings out of the way and kick some of the thinking of feeling broken and damaged. But I can literally see and hear the relief as those bricks are being lifted off of their shoulders. Okay, I guess I'm just channeling the metaphors today. But this stage has you becoming empowered, grateful, and appreciating the newfound strength and wisdom you've gained. They become the person who reaches out to help others who are suffering, knowing the lightness that healing can bring. You can breathe easier again. You begin to dream and allow yourself to take risks, knowing that without them, you may leave life unlived. You become a leader, a mentor, and a guide who shows the world how to overcome hard circumstances and that it's possible to leave you better on the other side of this. So now that you may know what stage of caterpillar metamorphosis you're in, how do you become who you want to be? I knew that I wanted to be the kind of mother my kids could be proud of. I wanted to be the kind of wife that was the glue that held the family together. I had ideas of who I wanted to become, but I felt far too removed from them to ever think I'd be able to measure up to my own expectations. Can you imagine creating the life and person you want to be? It is possible. And once you're able to let go of the feelings of brokenness, guilt, shame, and blame, you can start seeing glimpses of the parts of yourself that you liked. So here's what I know. Getting real and honest about who you are versus who you want to be is an eye-opening experience. You can start to see the places where growth needs to take place. And it takes a little courage to examine it. Here's some questions you can ask yourself to start to rediscover who you were and imagine who you want to be. What kind of things did you like to do before that you no longer do now? Who are the friends that are still with you on this side of your loss? What do you want to feel like in your own body? Who do you want to be for your children? Who do you want to be for your husband? What do you want to be known for in your career? Where would you like to travel to? Who do you want to surround yourself with? What experiences would you like to have? Take one small step. Write down the kind of person that you would be if you knew you could be the person you dream of. Imagine what she looks like and feels like. Then do one thing that will take you closer to her. Does she read books? Find a book you want to read. Does she exercise? Take a walk for 10 minutes. Does she travel? Book a hotel room and plan a getaway. What I really want to leave you with today is that your grief and memory of your baby will be with you for a lifetime. But if you can imagine what a better, happier, more joyful you would look and act like, and you're willing to take small steps to get there, you can reinvent a whole new life that is unrecognizable from where you stand right now. And mostly I want to encourage you to reach out. If you are finding yourself in that silent suffering stage, that middle stage where so many people get stuck, you're just living life day to day. You really don't have much excitement for the future. You just can't see beyond. You can't see beyond your pain and your grief. There is an amazing new you waiting to be reinvented. And she's right there waiting for you. And I want you to meet her because you're worth it. So that's all I have for you here today. Be sure to like and share this episode if you know someone who needs to hear this. And until next time, I am sending you so much love and support as you're navigating your baby loss. I sincerely hope this episode was helpful. And if you would like to help other parents who are suffering their own stillborn loss, a great way to do that is to hit subscribe and leave a 5-star rating and review, because that is the quickest way that this podcast will show up for them to find it. They and I would be so very grateful for a minute of your time. New episodes are released every week on Thursdays, and you can access all the show notes, links to this episode, and info on how to contact me on my website at jennifersen.com/podcast. And while you're there, grab some free, helpful resources. Until next time, I'm sending you so much love and healing.